There are so many physicians doing a lot of good stuff, but that magic that Jesus does to bring back the dead is enviable of this. So there are two sides to this. One is the side that you understand, which is quantities. Too much of this means rules. Look at these rules. But there is that exception. And that exception was much more than these rules. These rules are boring, these are ordinary, that's extraordinary. And we are looking for that. Do you know why? One should be silly to let go of all the simple things and go for that most difficult thing, which is beyond all of this, right? Right. So logically, you accept it and you prove to everyone that it's stupid to fall in love. Because falling in love is that. You do something which is opposite that all the rules that your biological existence knows. First of all, you want everything for yourself. And love is a state of selflessness. To begin with, start with self of the animal and selflessness of a lover. That's the difficulty. That love is a quality. All the other things that you count, they have some quantity in it. And normally the animal will say, the more the better. In love, there is no more and better. You cannot be more in love or less in love. Yes, lust is like that, wanting is like that, need is like that, but love is a state of selflessness. And it's illogical, because I have to give whatever I have for just the smile of the beloved. This is really silly. It's better that everybody loves me, everybody will kill her or himself for me, and I'll come and I'll do this, and everybody will say, yeah, you're the God to me. That's the animal one. Wants everything. What's the problem with that? Really, honestly, this young girl says, so what? If I want everything, it's better than wanting that silly thing you're talking about. What's wrong with wanting everything?
You know more than an animal.
So what? The problem is, no, you are never satisfied, because there is always more. Look at it in your life. Economically, you want to be rich. Where is the limit? There is none. Of course, now your limit is a couple of millions, because it's now. If you have that couple of million, it goes to billion. And there is no limit. That's the problem of quantity. So satisfaction with quantity is never complete. But the satisfaction and joy in love is a quality, is there. Period. The difference between zero and one is that one is zero, but zero is everything. Why? Because it's not one. That's the magic. Yes?
With such an all-conquering Lord, how should anyone not die unless he be a vile wretch? Many a mind as a mountain did he uproot. The cunning bird he hung by its 2 feet. He hung up by its 2 feet.
Genji, what it means? There is this clever bird hanging upside down. Do you remember the bird? This is not parrot. Parrot is not upside down.
Pupo?
Hafosh.
The bat.
The bat.
Oh.
Mm. And we know the bat is the hunter of the night, and it hunts for itself. And we know this is the opposite of the falcon. Later we will see these two kind of thinking. But before coming to that, I stopped you because you're going to read a verse which is something that you should remember always even out of text. So this is the homework. Next time you come here, each one of you will bring me a piece of paper 40 times writing down this verse. To sharpen the intelligence and wit is not the way. It's not the path. Remember this. This in Persian is strong about this. English will not do that. But it's so loud and clear that sharpening your intelligence and wit is not the path we are talking. None but the broken wins the favor of the king. Because when we were talking about having something, you were thinking about your best effort and doing, right? But we know that your doing is nonsense. Everything is a gift to you, from the king to you.
This is a different king.
This is the king which is worthy of the owl on the arm, and you are hanging upside down from his hand, like the bat. Because in Persian, it has another sound to it. Fazl-e Shah means
the grace.
Means the royal grace somehow. So it's not king, it's royal.
Fazl.
And we say, listen, you know, the royal favor should go to whom? To the needy one, to the broken one. So if you are broken, we will give the gift to you. If you're trying to be self-made, you're trying to increase your wit and intelligence, you're not walking this path. This path, we walk. It's a path. We try our best, but our hope is not to ourselves. This is something you have difficulties to understand, right? I have to turn it around, put it in another story. Let me give you two examples. One is somebody who is lucky enough to have a rich father, and he has some of these bright color type of credit card, so he could buy a Maserati and put it in a villa in Seychelles and offer the key of all the complex to beloved to make her happy. What kind of lover is this? A good one, right? He's trying his best and he has a lot of abilities and he's trying to please the beloved. There is another one who doesn't do anything. He's asking the beloved, what do you want? What do you wish? Because maybe this beloved doesn't give a damn about Maserati or the villa or whatever I want to give it. So I forget about my values. I surrender to the values of my beloved. I told you, whenever we talk about an exception and you find it difficult to understand, go to love. Love is the best exception. Because love is anti-logic. It's illogical to be in love. It's logical to want to be loved. All the animals will try to attract the others. None of them will try to be attracted to someone else. Giving up your free will is the test of love. So that giving up is. And he looks at the philosophy he's arranging, organizing that. Look at your logic. Your logic is like this. Everything is opposite the other one. This is stupid. I know a state of colorlessness. Come see that one. Transparency. Transparency means there is no color. Come over there. What I'm talking about. I'm talking about these things and you're trying to learn it, to to increase your intelligence and wit. This is not it, that's philosophy. Here, you do your best. Means you try to not to leave the door of the house of beloved. But you don't knock on the door to disturb the beloved. You wait and you wish, oh, I'm staying here, maybe she will open the door. That's where your hope goes. You have difficulties with that. Because your hope goes to your wit, your intelligence, and your doing. That's what it is. This is the animal part of us, right? Whenever I say something, you say, I want to try it. They cannot understand all the forces beyond this wanting and trying. And you don't like to accept that whatever you try will not happen. Whatever you want to happen. If we repeat that, suddenly you say, so what? I give up. I don't do anything. No! You have to work. You have to try your best. But do not count on yourself only. We count on beloved. And this is the difference. We started here because next time I start from here to repeat these things. Because this is one of the main problems. Remember, we are book one, third story. And we say, listen, this is not getting clever, adding to your wit or polishing your intelligence is not what I'm trying to do for you. And he is a master, we know that. So be ready to be educated with some different way of education. This poetic language, story, and walking the path, developing the state of imagination, inshallah. See you next week. Khuda Hafiz.